MIDA, the Military Installation Development Authority, and the U.S. Air Force will build on 6 acres in Wasatch County on what's called the Pioche Parcel, which is now owned by Wells Fargo, that after the bank foreclosed on the previous property owner, Talisker. The property will be donated to MIDA. The planned hotel would be at a new base being planned for the expansion of Deer Valley and the Mayflower Master Plan that has been submitted to Wasatch County. The hotel would have reduced rates for military personnel and retirees. The search for a new location started about 14 years ago when the former military hotel at Snow Basin was demolished to make way for Olympic development. Wasatch County Manager Mike Davis says this new location in Wasatch County will eventually be ski in, ski out once new lifts are constructed.
The property owner there, the Pioche property, they're looking at additional ski lifts to their property. So the ski component would be added to the property.
As a state agency, MIDA operates on its own authority, but Davis says the agency's board has entered into an agreement with Wasatch County for planning the development.
Our agreement is that all of the properties within this plan, this MIDA planning area, will come to Wasatch County except for the piece that the military or MIDA owns. So I believe they're proposing something around 10 acres or less. So that parcel of ground will not be under Wasatch County jurisdiction. However, the MIDA has agreed that they would essentially incorporate our planning, our Jordan L specially planned area planning criteria to the property. It just won't go through our system. It'll go through theirs.
He adds that all inspections will be done by Wasatch County. A special tax increment district has been formed for the nearly 4,000 acres within the Jordan L Special Planning Area. Davis says the district runs from the Summit County line on the north down to the dam and then across to the eastern portion of the reservoir.
The way it's set up is 75% of the increment, which is from the issuance of building permit until occupancy, that's the increment portion, put that portion aside, 75% of that's put aside, and then it's divided up between the county and the developer. The developer will see some of that come back to him, about 30% of that, and about 70% of that comes to the county, which then can rebate back for infrastructure, public infrastructure, so public parking, ski lifts, roads, anything, public amenities, public trails. We can rebate our portion back.
Even though the county is giving up some tax revenues for the next 25 years, county leaders think this is a good idea for the long run because it will kickstart the development.
No, we're not getting the full tax component back to the county. We feel it's quite a benefit to the public and it does help the developer. There's no question it's helping the developer too, but we feel it helps all around because they will be public amenities that they're actually paying for.
That's Wasatch County Manager Mike Davis. The final agreements between the county and MIDA are expected to take place by early September. No word, however, on when construction would begin. The Air Force began looking for a new hotel near Park City about 2002. The project has had starts and stops since then. At one point, a 450-room hotel was planned for Park City on a BLM parcel known as Red Maple just west of Round Valley. City officials fought off that plan. State law allows MIDA to operate much like a municipality to install infrastructure and impose taxes. Those taxes are to go back into the development that will help finance the hotel project. Congress is not appropriating money for the project. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.